Married in India, Shubhar Ramalinga moved to Australia with a new husband and bright hopes for the future. Her family had paid him a dowry of $300,000. But the 31-year-old budding film director soon found out he was living a lie.
When I came here in March, I found out that he already has a partner and still got married to me. And I've seen many girls like me suffering here after coming here in a new country where we don't have anyone, family or nor friends. We get isolated here.
The often hidden plight of newly arrived migrant women experiencing domestic violence has been highlighted in a Monash University report, which studied 300 cases. According to report author Associate Professor Marie Seagrave, the abuse is systematic. She says abusive husbands often exploit their partners' uncertain visa situation.
We see that perpetrators often use migration status as leverage to threaten women that they will be deported, which isn't true, but women do believe that because they're not clear about their rights.
The report calls for better protection by state and federal governments of vulnerable migrant women, including examining whether anti-slavery and human trafficking laws should be enforced in some cases of domestic abuse. Psychiatrist Dr. Manjula O'Connor says Indian women often fall victim to dowry abuse, where husbands take the money and gifts provided by the bride's family and abandon their partners. She has welcomed Victorian government moves to crack down on the practice.
Australia, therefore, will become the first country in the world outside of India to have this law. And this will have a significant impact on the cultural expectations around dowry back in India as well as Australia.
It's a welcome step in bringing to light domestic abuse that community migrant worker Faye Spiteri says is often hidden from public awareness.
The most vulnerable of vulnerable women who are victims of this kind of family violence are more challenged because they've got multiple layers of disadvantage. And so work like this is really critical to bring to light their voice.
Immigration Australia says special rules under the country's migration laws allow victims of domestic abuse to apply for permanent residence, even if the relationship has broken down.